Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's a very chilly, sunny Tuesday. And I worked from home this morning and I'm going into the office. I met my deadline. So, and I feel like I kicked ass and took some names this morning. So I'm feeling pretty good, despite not physically feeling fantastic. Move that. It's my lunch I'm bringing with me. A lot of people out walking. Everyone's all bundled up. What is she doing? Locking her car. Okay, go ahead. People in the crosswalk who don't look like they know what they're doing. She was trying to lock her car and she wasn't paying attention, so I didn't want to hit anyone. All right, so I have an interview tomorrow, my first of two interviews, and I know one of the people interviewing me, so that's going to be fun. so I go in today. I was supposed to have a meeting with my boss, but my boss is apparently sick, so I don't have to worry about that meeting stressing me out. So I'm happy about that. I'm glad it's not raining again. It's been raining off and on here for a bit. I am doing my best to listen to music and podcasts and try and stay away from the news too much because it's sort of upsetting lately. Everything that's going on, I got into a conversation with it at the girl at work in the cafe because they always have the news on, and then somehow she started telling me about her abusive boss. People seem to come to me, even if they don't know me that well, they seem to tell me things that they're dealing with. And so she just told me what the kinds of things he says and mentioned who he voted for in the election and says he just treats them all terribly. And I told her about my boss, so we sort of shared stories. I've met the guy who her boss is. He seems a little full of himself. Doesn't really surprise me. Very, like, chauvinistic male who manages a cafe, so I guess he seems to think that he's very powerful and in charge. The benefit of going into work later is that the traffic won't be bad. And the downside is that I probably will have trouble finding a parking spot. It tends to get so full that I end up circling for a while, and it makes me later than I would be if I go in late. Or if I'm at another location and I have to drive there and park. So hopefully that won't be too much of a problem. I am all bundled up today. I'm wearing a green cashmere sweater and a blue hat and like a black pea coat and some Chelsea boots. And right now I'm wearing my sunglasses because it's really sunny. So imagine me. Imagine me like that. People tell me I look French when I wear this hat. It's not really a beret, but it's similar. Similar to a beret. I've been in a better mood at work lately because I know I'm going to get out, so that's nice. I want to thank the person who sent me a little pep talk yesterday. You sent it to me when I was already at work when I got it, so I don't know if you wrote it when I was en route, but it made me smile and it made me able to get through my day a little bit better, so thank you. For rooting me on through this struggle I'm going through. Oh man, I'm losing my voice. The weather changing, everyone's getting colds and stuff, and now I sound all scratchy. I started sneezing yesterday out of nowhere. I better not be getting sick. I'm not going to get a cold. I had my flu shot and did my due diligence. I know you can still get the flu if you have the flu shot. But I had the flu 2 or 3 years ago, and you feel like you're dying when you're an adult and get the flu. The older you get, when you get sick like that, you feel like you're dying. So I started getting the flu shot ever since I got the flu. Just to precautionary tale. Get your flu shots, people. Just do it. Yes, your arm will feel like it's about to fall off the next day. That's any sort of shot. Maybe you have a needle phobia. I swear, getting a shot and putting up with the needle is so much better than getting the flu. And it's like flu season right now. It's easier to merge when there are less people on the road. This is fantastic. I'm getting all the way over already. Cool. So much better than this morning when I was trying to leave and decided against it. All right, so Tuesday is almost as bad as a Monday usually if you work a 9-to-5 because you still have so much of your week left. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow, the interview. I've gotten to talk to a lot of my friends. A girlfriend of mine's planning like a get-together with a bunch of people. Well, a bunch of people I haven't met, all women, and we're going to have a dinner and talk and try and be active in our city. I've been looking into things too as well. I went on a tear and bought a bunch of books last night. Political activism inspired old texts about integrative feminism, including everyone. It's not just about one set of people. The term shouldn't be about that either. But I bought a bunch. Those books are going to be stacked on my nightstand pretty soon. People are driving like maniacs this morning. But what's new? I have a crab salad that I made for lunch. That sounds weird, but that's what I made for lunch. I don't really want to go sit at my desk, but I'm going to. I'm really glad the sun's out today. It makes it a little bit easier to bear. It's been so dreary lately, and it finally feels like winter. It had been unseasonably warm for a bit here, and now it feels like we're finally getting cold weather. I have all of these clothes I've not been able to wear this year, all my cold weather clothes, and I'm not complaining because, I live in the South, so we're not used to cold. Though, we do get cold weather. Some people have asked me before, if we ever get winter or if it gets cold here. The thing about where I live is that it gets very, very cold and very, very hot. So we see all sorts of climate differences. So you pretty much have to have clothes for everything here. It doesn't snow a lot, but it ices over. So we have that to worry about in the winter here. And we don't have if it does snow, the city doesn't have snow plows and stuff because we don't get it that often. So the whole city basically shuts down when we get inclement weather. It has happened several times. So when I was iced in a couple weeks ago, that's what was going on. I don't have snow tires. I think I have four-wheel drive, but I don't really have to use it. I'm behind a very slow car on the interstate, of course. It's all right. I'm in no rush to get to work today. I'm just saying. I dug through an old journal last night, if you listened to that, and I actually read an excerpt, and it was just too excruciating that I had to edit that part out. You guys don't want to hear that. It was it's really painful to read stuff like that, because I was just, I have to work it all out. I have to write it down, work it out, get it out. So I was doing that. Especially back then, I was a little bit more troubled in those years. With age comes wisdom and knowledge and a good bullshit detection for the most part. I owe some of you PMs, and I'm behind on comments and stuff. I was trying to take my time in getting back to things if I need it. Maybe I can if I get a break at work to get some stuff done. I have some edits to do. I met my deadline, so that's good. It's really toasty in my car right now. I have the heat on, but it's like super toasty. Man, this commute today was just fantastic. Sunny weather, no traffic. I'm still behind this slow car, but I don't care. I don't know. I am looking forward to seeing what happens after tomorrow. I have good feelings about this, and the more I talk to my friends about things that are happening, the more they realize, or the more I realize how loved and supported I am. Not that I didn't think that, but I think it's situational as well as what's going on the larger scale. I have some very fantastic people in my life who are compassionate and kind and big-hearted and just very loving, accepting, open-minded people, and I feel fortunate because I think everyone's being a little bit more caring for one another right now. Someone I used to work with, she took the job when I left my old job, and I saw that she just got a new job, so I'm happy for her because I was miserable in that position, so I'm glad she got out and she's doing something new. I really am. I saw that on social media. I give her a shout out, but I'm anonymous. But that made me happy. Everyone's saying new year, new you. Also, Lady Gaga is going to be performing the Super Bowl, and I must say that that's going to be a very entertaining halftime show. I have no doubt. So I'm looking forward to that in a couple weeks, watching the Super Bowl, watching that. Wonder if there'll be any parties going on. I'm sure there always are. I just hate having to go to work the next day. I feel like our country, America, is so into football, American football, that we should just have a holiday the Monday following the Super Bowl, because everyone stays up so late. Everyone's at parties, and then you have to like go into work tired, and if your team loses, then you're pissed off and grumpy. Or maybe you bet and you lost money. I feel like I watched the last one at home last year. I'm not sure. I know I'll probably get together with some friends this time. And hope that the team I root for is going to win. I.e. not the Patriots. Sorry if you're a Patriots fan, but you're going down. Man, I'm almost to work. Oh, I should probably turn here because I'm going to be going looking for another parking spot, not the top of the parking deck, but the bottom of the parking deck. There's two entrances, and since I'm going late, I'm going to find any spot I can get. I'm going to start from the bottom. Anyway, I didn't have anything specific to say, really. Just, I guess, take care of yourself, be kind, get your flu shots. Get rest if you can. I'll let you know how tomorrow goes. I don't know exactly when I'll know anything. And I don't want to talk about it too much right after the interview because I don't want to jinx anything. Although, as I said, I don't know if I really believe that. It's a silly superstition anyway. If it's going to happen, it'll happen. But I feel like I'm going into everything with the right mindset. Like, I already see myself leaving I'm already happier at work because I know I'm going to be leaving, and I'm trying to remember, this isn't you happy at your job. You're happy knowing that you're getting out of this job. So don't fall into the trap of staying like I have before when I thought it was getting better and it wasn't. Because anyone can be nice for a day, right? Okay, I'm going to be buzz myself in here. Hi. Buzzing myself in the parking deck. See, I work in a fancy building with security access and my badge. Now let's find a parking spot that's not reserved for the people who never use them. I wonder who had these reserved parking places, because I swear that there's some that are always empty. And then I'm basically just like a hawk looking for somewhere to park. It's a massive parking deck. Now left turn. Okay. I don't want to park there. I won't find my car if I park there. There's got to be something else. Everything's reserved. Okay, but one more level up to where I normally park. I like parking in the same spot because if you lose your car, if you lose your car on this parking deck, it's really hard to find it. I hope there's a spot on my level. Okay. Generally, people don't park that high up because they don't want to park that high up, which is why I park that high up. Okay, please, please let there be a spot for me. No, that's a tiny car. You guys, I might be out of luck today. Yeah, everything's taken. Damn it. I guess I'm gonna go down. Go back down. See, this is what happens when you get here later. There's nowhere to fucking park. All right. Now I'm going to go back down. At the very top of the parking deck, there's nowhere to park. Ugh, Jesus Christ. I don't understand how it's so full. It's like when you go to the movie theater and you get there late and it's sold out and you've got to find the one seat. The one seat in the whole thing that's free. You don't know where it is. That's what I'm doing right now. This is like a puzzle. It's like a very non-fun puzzle. Where did you find a parking space, dude? Some guy's walking up. Okay. I might have to write on my hand where I parked. I'm in like Timbuktu right now. I have no idea. There's seriously nowhere to park. Oh, God. I'm going to park in a carpool spot. Oh, here's a spot. Sweet. I found one. All right. I'm pulling in. I'm going to turn this off. I was probably very boring listening to me find a spot to park. Have a good Tuesday. I will catch you guys later. Bye.